Turning to sports on KNKX, two celebrations in the sports world caused controversies this week. One involved Toronto Raptors fans in Game 5 of the NBA Finals. The other involved the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team at the World Cup. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel talks about the issue of sportsmanship. Art, let's start with what happened in Toronto on Monday.
Some of the fans in the Toronto arena were caught cheering when Kevin Durant, the Warriors star, went down with a season-ending hamstring injury. He tore his Achilles, and he's out for a very long time, including next season. And the cameras caught some of the fans cheering because it looked like they were going to win the game because he was going to be out. And I understand what happened there, and I hope people don't want to condemn all of Canada or Toronto or even the fans in there, because most people did not cheer. Those that did, I think, were responding to impulse, and I think they need to check their impulses, but I don't think it's the worst thing in the world that they experienced it, because this was going to be potentially the game that won Canada its first NBA title. And the electricity in the arena, the energy was just immense. And I can understand an impulse for the first 2, 3, 4, 5 seconds about seeing a great player not being able to be a great player. But I think fans do have to realize that these are people down there and their injuries are not something to be cheered. I think most fans know that instinctively. But there is a decorum when a player goes down. There's no cheering, there's no applause. And the fact that the Toronto Raptors players had to signal with their arms for the fans to tone down left a mark.
So that happened Monday. And then on Tuesday in France, the U.S. women's national soccer team was criticized for over-celebration, should we say?
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't think there was any criticism, or at least legitimate criticism, about the 13-0 defeat of Thailand, because the rules in soccer are set up to reward margin of victory, at least in international tournaments. The overwhelming superiority of the Americans became obvious in the second half, and there were some celebrations on the sidelines and a lot of emotional hugging and celebrating when the game got out of hand, and it looked kind of bad. It looked a little bit arrogant, and I don't think it was the worst thing ever by any means. I think men deserve to be chastised as much if they do the same thing, and I think part of it is the fact that in the World Cup, you're talking about the best of the best. There was no possibility to substitute reserve players because they're all very good too, and only three of them by rule can come in. So there was no way to throttle back, and I don't think they should have throttled back, because you got to keep your competitive edge. So I understand how it got to be 13-0. I just think that a lot of times in a place of international spectacle, you've got to be conscious of where you are and who you are. And these women are Americans, and there's a lot of skepticism about Americans in general in the world today. And even in my experience in covering 9 Olympics, we are scrutinized, whether we're fans or media or players, to a level that we need to be aware of. And I think it would have been probably worthwhile for the American coach to say, well, if we get ahead and, you know, I still want to keep on the throttle, but let's keep in mind that it's pretty easy to win admirers as well as win games.
Right. And so in both these instances, you seem to be saying it just comes down to an issue of sportsmanship.
I think that's basically it. I think all of us want to see an emphasis on good behavior. It's a hard thing to do, but at the elite level, hard things are expected from everybody involved.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest. That's sportspressnw.com. And he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.